little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Okay, Sean, so I've checked you over a bit again today, and we've got the scan and the blood test as I show. So I think we're in a position to know what's going on here, and, you know, as we began to suspect, you definitely have a case of polycystic ovaries.
Right, okay.
Yeah, okay. Bit disappointing.
Yeah, I was hoping that wouldn't be the case, but I thought it might.
Yeah, well, you know, as we said. Yeah. Okay, well, so obviously the next step then, I'm thinking, is that, you know, you might have a few questions, and I think it might be helpful if, you know, if I gave you a bit of information about this.
Yeah, I definitely have got some questions, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like then, if, you know, I'm afraid with a 57-year-old brain, I find if there's more than two or three questions, it's better if I write them down. So do you mind if come next to you a bit? Just fire away. Tell me all your questions. I'll let you know if there's anything extra I think might be helpful, and then we'll work out how to address them, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I guess kind of my main one is it curable?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Okay.
And then I was also just kind of wondering, like, one of the main things I'm struggling with is like my weight, and I can't really lose any weight.
Yeah.
And I did hear that, like, maybe that you can go on a drug to help you lose weight if you've got PCOS, but I don't know. I'm really struggling with that.
Well, can I put weight and medication on the list? Like, there's two things.
Yeah, okay.
Which are, as you correctly defined, there's a degree of linkage, but
sure. And then obviously, like, I'm not like ready to start a family at the moment, but I was just thinking in the future, is this going to affect my ability to do that?
Yeah.
My period, like, this kind of relates to the kind of fertility thing, but my periods are kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if there's anything that can regulate that.
If we could regulate, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine. There's certainly nothing I would, you know, your questions cover everything that seems important to me at the minute from a medical point of view. And just to be clear, if you think of any other questions as we go, we'll write them on the list, and then when I get to the end, you can tell me how I did, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Right. Okay, roll stops.
Great.
At ease. So I'll just demonstrate one or two advantages. So I could use this list. I can triage the list. I mean, we're not going to, you know, there's a lot to learn. It's not all going to happen now. So, for example, let's say I've got a really good leaflet that covers some of the questions. I might ask that at the beginning. Now, I could talk to you about a lot of this stuff, but I have a leaflet that frankly does a better job than me. And I think, you know, I'd like to recommend it might be quite helpful to you. Would that sound agreeable?
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay. So, because, obviously we're going to see you again. And so if you read that and then come back to me with, you know, maybe some more specific questions, and I'll be able to highlight, there are a couple of pages that particularly address the weight and drugs issue, which sounded like a really important one for you.
Yeah.
So if you do some thinking about that and then come back, and you'll see you've got two or three options, and then we can drill down a bit in the next time.
Okay, yeah.
Something like that. Okay, so that's one thing I can do. If I've got it on the list, it means I don't have to, you know, the wider educational strategy, set us some homework. Are you interested in websites? So if it's on the list, you can deploy that wider strategy. And then the second advantage of a list is that it makes the teach back moment very easy to elicit. So it fast forward to the end of the explanation. Okay, let's just check how I did. What have you been able to learn about item one? Just imagine I've said something useful.
Yeah, I kind of understand that, but it's not really. It's just more about just managing.
That's right. We can't, you know, it'd be difficult to say that we could actually cure it. But, you know, from what I can see, there's a lot of treatments that are likely to be able to help you a lot with it, yeah.
Mm.
So, out of role again, it does make that very naturalistic, doesn't it? Mm. They're your questions, how did I do? Even more so than verbally. We saw how good, as a verbal strategy, that worked very well.
Yeah.
And even easier if you can put it on paper. Mm. So I would not recommend that you deploy a list for every single piece of patient education scenario, because if there's just one or two questions, this is overkill. The two situations where there's a consensus that this is that may be worth it is one where it's a complex issue. So a new diagnosis of something a bit beefy, and I think this would, polycystic ovaries, asthma, diabetes, new hypertension, you know, the beginning of a long journey where there are hundreds of pertinent questions, getting them on the list is really helpful, because then you can say, the nurse will see you for this, I'll be doing, you know, there's a leaflet for this, let's focus on this today. And next time when you come back, we'll make some progress with this, yeah? Mm-hmm. And the other situation might be where, you know, the patient you think it's going to be straightforward, but it's my number three. If the numbers gets beyond three, I have to write it down or I'll forget it. So if a patient turns out to start having lots of questions, even if you didn't expect to, then I would say, do you know what, you've got to, I'm going to forget some of these, let me write them down. So then I would deploy it sort of on an as-needed basis. So two situations, or three, I suppose. If there's a lot, if it's confused, or if the patient seems to have a whole lot of questions, those situations, writing it down might add value. Yeah? Yeah, is that quite appealing? You like the writing down, don't you, Minish? I can see you giving me lots of encouraging non-verbals there.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.